This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Medicare's new drug benefit doesn't begin until January 2006, but its cost appears to have already doubled. It could approach $1 trillion over the next decade. And that's a number big enough to turn heads on Capitol Hill, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
When Congress passed the Medicare Modernization Act 15 months ago, lawmakers were promised it would cost no more than $400 billion over 10 years. Yet buried in a table on page 395 of the budget President Bush sent to Congress Monday was an estimate that some found eye-popping. Over just the next 5 years, the new drug benefit would already cost $350 billion. So aides to House Democrat Pete Stark of California asked Medicare's actuaries what the new 10-year figure was. Here's what he said they found out.
We now know that it's going to cost close to $1 trillion.
$1.2 trillion to be exact. And after subtracting premiums Medicare enrollees will be expected to pay and funds states will have to pay back to the federal government, Democrats came up with a total of $913 billion over 10 years for the drug coverage. Medicare officials initially declined to respond to the numbers, but by late in the day, Medicare Administrator Mark McClellan addressed reporters in a teleconference.
And I want to be very clear about this. Our cost projections are essentially the same as they were last year.
McClellan says the Democrats' figure is too high because it doesn't count federal savings to the Medicaid program for the poor. So how much does he think it will cost?
The net cost for the 2006 to 2015 period is in the neighborhood of $720 billion.
But how can the number change if the estimates haven't? Easily, says Joe Antos, a health policy analyst at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute. When the bill was passed originally, the estimate covered the years 2004 through 2013, and there was no drug benefit in 2004 or 2005, only a drug discount card.
Those were the cheap years. Those years in the original estimate came to something like $5 billion in total.
But this year's budget drops those years from the estimate and adds 2014 and 2015.
Those are expensive years. Those are years where, in total, the costs run in excess of $120 billion a year. So you take off $5 billion for the first 2 years, you add on something on the order of $220 to $230 billion, and you get a number that seems a lot larger, a number on the order of $1 trillion.
But Anto says even the bigger number is completely consistent with the original estimate.
All it says is that the drug program is meant to be a permanent program, and the further out that you look into the future, the more expensive it will appear. Those costs were there all along. It's just that we are now measuring them.
Democrats say they wouldn't mind the increase if the benefit was more generous and if the law didn't bar Medicare from negotiating with drug companies for better prices. Conservative Republicans, meanwhile, may try to scale the program back. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.